John chapter 16. So Jesus is continuing with his, you know, last big pep talk, his encouraging words to his apostles before he is crucified. I have spoken these things to you that you should not stumble. They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yes, the time comes, whoever kills you will think that he is serving God. The person that comes to my mind right away when I read that verse is Saul, who later became the Apostle Paul. Saul thought that he was serving God when he was going around persecuting the Christians. He was dragging them out and sending them to their deaths, and he thought he was serving God. And they will do these things to you because they have not known the Father or me. But these things I have told you, that when the time comes, you may remember that I told you of them. And these things I did not say to you at the beginning because I was with you. But now I go my way to him who sent me, and none of you asks me, where are you going? But sorrow has filled your heart because I have said these things to you. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Comforter, or the Holy Spirit, will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. So remember, Jesus is going to go back to heaven after his crucifixion, his burial, and his resurrection. He's going to ascend back to heaven, leaving his apostles here on the earth to establish the church and spread the word of God. Well, they can't do it by themselves, so he is going to give them the Holy Spirit to help them. And we have to remember, he is talking to his apostles. He is not talking to us today. He's talking to his apostles. And when he comes, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they do not believe in me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you will see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of the world, of this world, is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. Although, when he, the Spirit of truth, or the Holy Spirit, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatever he hears, that he shall speak. And he will show you things to come. He will glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that he shall take of mine and shall declare it to you. Now again, remember, he's talking to his apostles. So everything that God is going to reveal to us, all God's revelation, is going to be given to the apostles in the first century. There's no more revelation to us today. Because he says, although when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. He is going to reveal everything that God wants us to know to the apostles, who are then going to spread it around the world. A little while and you shall not see me, and again a little while and you shall see me, because I go to the Father. Then some of his disciples said among themselves, what is this he has said to us? A little while and you shall not see me, and again a little while and you shall see me, and because I go to the Father. Therefore they say, what is this that he says? A little while. We cannot tell what he says. So they're confused. What are you talking about, Jesus? First you're saying you're going away, then you say you're coming back, and what is going on? Now Jesus knew that they desired to ask him, and said to them, are you inquiring among yourselves of what I said, a little while and you shall not see me, and again a little while and you shall see me? Truly, truly, I say to you that you shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice. You know, the world hates him. The world in general hates Jesus. Always has, always will. And you shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in labor, has sorrow because her hour is come. But as soon as she has delivered the child, she does not remember the anguish for joy that a man is born into the world. So he's given an example, like, you're going to have a lot of sorrow when I am crucified and I'm gone. But then you will rejoice again because you will see me raised from the dead. And then you will be joyous again. It's kind of like a woman who is in labor. You know, it's extremely painful. But when she has her baby, she just forgets all that pain because she's so happy. Same thing. Okay, and therefore you now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and no man will take your joy from you. And on that day you shall ask me nothing. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he shall give it to you. Now, we can get, this is to his apostles, but we can certainly get some applications today. This is another indication that we're to pray to God the Father, and we're not to pray to Jesus. So that's why we pray to God the Father in Jesus' name. Until now, have you asked nothing in my name? Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. I have spoken these things to you in Proverbs, but the time is coming when I shall speak to you no longer in Proverbs, but I shall tell you plainly about the Father. On that day you shall ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I will ask the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. I came forth from the Father and have come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. So he's trying to explain to them what's about to happen. And he's also telling them, you know, I've been speaking to you in a lot of figures of speech and in Proverbs and in parables up until now. But when I come again, when I raise from the dead and come to you again, you will understand a lot more, especially after they get the Holy Spirit. They're going to understand. And some, because a lot of that knowledge that they have is going to be supernatural. It's going to come directly from the Holy Spirit. His disciples said to him, "Behold, now you speak plainly and do not speak a proverb. Now we are sure that you know all things and do not need any man to ask you. By this we believe that you came forth from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you now believe? Behold, the hour is coming, yes, has now come, that you shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone." Remember, Jesus is about to be taken prisoner. And when he's taken prisoner, the apostles are going to scatter. "I don't know this man. What are you talking about? I'm not one of his disciples." They're going to scatter and run away. "And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. I have spoken these things to you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." You know, he's warning them that bad times are coming, but in the end you will be victorious. Why? Because I have overcome the world. I am in charge of everything. And I'm about to overcome death. So that about wraps up his final speech to his apostles. That was in chapters 14, 15, and 16. The next chapter is going to be the Lord's Prayer. This really is the Lord's Prayer. Actually, I'm not sure if it is, because he is praying to God the Father. Yeah, this is the Lord's Prayer in chapter 17. So anyway, that was chapter 16.